Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you have a small outdoor space, whether it's a garden, maybe an outdoor area or balcony, and you'd like to jazz it up, the Home Squad are here to help you do just that. The co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, Jenny Sheehan, is with me, as is designer and interior architect Jenny Butler. Good afternoon. You're both very welcome.
Hi.
This is something you are well able to voice an opinion on, Jenny.
So to set the context, listener, my house, my garden is 2.5 by 2.5 meters. So it is a tiny little box. And so the way I have addressed it personally is to have everything built in and folding, so it stores up against the wall. And so this year so far in my garden, I have had dinner parties. I've got a little kind of outdoor, my indoor fireworks outdoor, Le Fou fire. I've had a hammock that I string up. There's two hooks that I've installed lengthways across the wall. The dog has been hosed down there during the heat wave. It does a lot.
Or you get a lot of value out of that space.
A lot of bang for my buck.
I am going to make sure that I share a picture of it, because you obviously, through the programme years ago, you were able to share the video and the space and photographs of it online, and I can put it even on my own Instagram too at Andrea Gilligan. One, if you want to catch a glimpse. But where do people start if you're trying to make the most of small spaces, Jenny?
I think, well, to me, if you've got like a little concrete box, like I'm like Jenny, I have a little courtyard at the back of my house, and what I didn't want was looking at the kitchen window to just be looking at a wall and nothing on it. So I think if you can layer with materials and planting, like there's loads of things you can do. We looked at options like doing trellises, vertical planting. We looked at brick slips, anything to just kind of bring a bit of texture and bring a bit of life really into the space. You can look at patio tiles. I know someone actually who had a balcony. What they did was they actually got, you know, like the artificial grass and they got it cut. They just got a roll of it and cut it themselves and laid it on the balcony so that they had kind of the mini garden. They didn't want the feel of like the deck underneath their feet and just wanted to kind of cozy it up. So I think for me, planting and layering of it so that it feels cozy is the big thing.
Are we talking about bright colours?
Mine's bright pink. So yes, and it's bright pink.
It's like cerise pink.
Yeah, it is really vivid. And I originally painted it a darker color, and it didn't work. I went with the brighter color. But the vertical planting I have. So shout out to Johnny Gannon, a pal of mine. He did it for me. He basically got this sheet of plywood and he nailed all these felt green pockets to it and then planted them with all these different plants. So I have a whole wall of plants, and it's so nice because you have so much greenery brought in there. Now, do I keep them alive? No, personally, they keep dying, but it is what it is. But that's really important. Another thing for colour that I really considered and might do again down the line is getting a mural. So hiring a mural artist and getting a mural printed on your wall. Wouldn't that be so, I mean, what a thing to look out at if you've got limited
space. Very bougie in a small place.
Yeah, but you know, employ artists.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What about furniture though? Because surely once you stick, you know, any kind of even small table and chairs, you know, the bistro furniture into the small space, sure, that's going to fill it up.
100%. I mean, I have what I call the, just to make it sound bougie, the alfresco dining out the back. And I have a little two-seater bench, and then I have a little round table and two chairs I actually got for my 30th birthday from my parents, like total interior designer for a living. That was my birthday present. But you know, one thing is actually, it was funny, I was only actually talking to family members about, because obviously the lovely heat wave that we've been having, that what do you do in small spaces if you want, you know, if you don't have the space like us for a barbecue. And there's actually these, have you seen these portable ninjas? They're, I can't remember the name of them now. They're wood fire electric ninjas that basically uses a wood burner, but you can lay them onto the table, you can lay them onto a stand. They only take about the same size
like
as an air fryer.
Yeah, they're like a small hob.
Exactly.
But the purpose of a barbecue, but they're not.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's literally the size of almost an air fryer, but you can use them for meat. Like it does more of like kind of has more of like a charcoal, I suppose, kind of finish to it. But instead of using, because I know you can get portable barbecues where you can buy the little gas canisters and everything online, but I don't know if I trust how stable they are. Whereas these ones are electric, so if you've got an extension lead or anything like that, I just feel that
you
it's
take just it
more,
back in with you.
Yeah, exactly. But they're getting really, really popular.
Storage is the other thing to consider. Yeah. How do you manage that?
I don't really. So my furniture stays outside, and I will just never be the kind of person that has furniture that needs to be brought indoors because I'm too lazy. You know, bringing in things with cushions and all that kind of stuff. No, it's just not happening.
I'm bringing it indoors to wear. Now you need a shed.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just not worth it. But so what I have is I have a built-in bench. Now, I had a big pipe anyway, so it had to be boxed off. And then my builder used my leftover tiles from my downstairs bathroom, which were terrazzo, and they were working fine outside. So that's great. So that's kind of my seating for half the garden. Then I have this big table. Again, it was cut. My builder was amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jason Doyle. He was great.
You just need somebody with good ideas.
So he built, and this was his idea, a folding table that goes up flat against the wall when it's not in use. And then it just hinges and folds down. It's a big thing, you know, and that was all leftover material from my roof cladding. And then I had the folding bistro chairs, just when I say, just to sound fancy, I mean, they're from IKEA, they're €7. And I spray painted them the colour I wanted to get the little pop of colour. And they fold away and they hang up on two hooks. So everything it folds and is put away, except my hammock, which lives inside.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listener questions coming in. Somebody recommended that I should put a mirror outside to make more of the outdoor space, that it will help it to feel bigger. Where can I buy outdoor ones? Because I've searched high and low.
A lot of outdoor places will sell them. Even places like Easy Living Interiors and Furniture, Meadows and Burn. I think even there's a garden centre down in Wicklow and Kilquade, Aberitim. Like a lot of places like that will sell them. If you look up like outdoor mirrors, because I actually looked at putting one. I wanted to put one in my courtyard, but my husband, it was a hard no, unfortunately. I don't know why. He just had this notion it wasn't going to look great. And to this day, we both, like, whenever one of us has like made a mistake in the house, like 5 years on, we're still like, remember that? Remember that mistake that you made five years ago?
So, I bought a little small one, I don't know, 25 or 30 quid in Woody's a couple of years
ago. Yeah.
Totally forgot about it, never hung it up. And then when I noticed it there in the shed recently, it's broken.
Oh, so no.
That's 7 years bad luck now. Yeah. So great, I can look forward to that. Listener wondering, where can you get small, nice looking sheds? Need to get rid of the one that was there by the previous owner, but don't want one as big. We still need something that could hold bikes. Shed suggestions?
Yeah, Woody's or an outdoor, or whatever your local outdoor garden centre is. And I think you kind of need to go specialist, don't you, for the sheds. Mm. Like, you'll see loads of them online. You'll see, you know, ones that will come flat packed. I personally don't trust those. I don't know your level of DIY skills, but I want to go and see it in real life and see, because sometimes you see something online that looks great, but the material just isn't.
Can you stand in it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the first thing you have to do, listener, is measure it. Like, if you want to put bikes in it, you need to be really careful about measuring what space do you have, what space do you need, how many bikes do you need to fit in there. So be really clear in the dimensions that you're looking for first. And then where can you get them? You can get them in any outdoor, your local garden centre, or Woody's, or B&Q.
Hawkins as well, Glen of the Downs. They have a huge, like, outdoor showroom, for want of a better space, with loads of different sheds on display. So they're actually good as well, just to see the different materials and stuff as well.
I want to add climbing plants so that I'm looking out at greenery rather than a blank wall. Suggestions where I go?
Yeah, I love that idea. I think that's such a great idea. I always go down to your local garden centre. They're so knowledgeable. Mm. They know what they're talking about. They will then tell you. And I would go with pictures, and I would go knowing the aspect and the orientation of your garden, because where those plants are, what kind of sunlight they're getting, what kind of moisture, etc., they're getting, is going to be really important for how well they survive and how well they thrive. So there are lots in Ireland. Herbs do really well in Ireland, some very hardy, like mint and things like that. But it just all depends on how much sunlight you're getting and how dry it's going to be. So arm yourself with that information and then go to your local garden centre. Tell them what they're dealing with, where it's going to go, what you're looking for, and they will advise.
This listener, Jenny, is looking for recommendations for outdoor rugs. I would like for my toddler to be able to play outside in our small patio area. I didn't even know you. What kind of outdoor rugs are there?
Loads and Woody's.
You can, like Woody's and loads of places like that. There's also Cocoon Rugs, and there is rugs.ie. If you go onto either one of those houses and just put in the filter for outdoor rugs. Now, would I leave them out 12 months of the year? I wouldn't personally, but the same way that, like, I would get cushions, you know, that come with sofas for outdoor suites, and even with clients, I'd still be saying, like, we're still covering that. Like, you know, they're set up for outdoor, but I always think that's for Europe outdoor weather, not necessarily Irish outdoor weather. So
yeah, the cushions, the rain soaked for 3 months.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to me, I just, like, if I'm spending a couple of hundred quid on that rug, just I would rather roll it up and stuff it underneath the sofa when I come inside for those months of the year where I don't need it out there. That's just a personal choice.
We make sure to podcast the chat conversation with the two Jennies this afternoon. If you have a small outdoor space, area or balcony that you would like to make the most of over the next couple of weeks. Jenny Butler, Workers Cottage on, or sorry, Jenny Sheehan, I should say, Workers Cottage on Instagram and social media, and Jenny Butler as well, from Director of Jennifer Ann Interiors. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.